Our mission as a company is increasing the quality of life for the largest number of people we can in the most measurable way we can. Our goal was to take a $30,000 product and bring it down sub $500, make it wearable, make it lower friction points, and help people take an alternative choice to pharmaceutical solutions for pain and inflammation. People haven't been able to sleep through the night because of chronic pain, and they can now. One of our good friends tore his bicep off of the bone. He was not only able to recover faster and get back into training and competing, he actually won the worldwide championship for this at that event that he was planning for. My wife hasn't been able to walk across the grocery store for 10 years. She doesn't have to use a little cart anymore. She can walk through this now.
You're listening to the Visibly Fit podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett. And every week, I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in. Have you ever complained about an ache or a pain? Yeah, I'm sure you have. I think most people have, but it seems to be more and more common, at least in my space. I'm hearing people talk about aches and pains a lot, and it's very disruptive to their life. And so they tend to go to someone that can give them, relief and to manage that pain. And typically it becomes more of a pharmaceutical solution rather than getting to the root cause. And so we're going to talk about that today on this episode of the Visibly Fit podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett, and I am passionate about helping people get out of pain and out of discomfort and getting them into a place of living their healthiest, best life, mind, body, spirit. And part of that is not being in pain and having natural solutions to eliminate that pain, whether it's acute or chronic inflammation that's causing that pain. It's no fun, but we want to have a remedy as opposed to just a Band-Aid. And so many of those pharmaceuticals that are offered to manage that pain are just a Band-Aid kind of approach, and they end up having side effects. And so today's guest on the show has a great passion to help people manage their pain in a natural way. So I'm super excited to share with you today. His name is Forrest Smith, and he is the CEO of Kenion Labs, and he has a 20-year history of building successful startups in tech hardware. He is an entrepreneurial optimist, and he's passionate about health and wellness and advancing technology to help others. Forrest speaks, reads, and writes fluent Chinese Mandarin, and has spent his adult life building amazing products around innovative supply chain. He grew up playing competitive sports in Atlanta and regularly participates in rugby matches and trains CrossFit, which can be a grueling activity and sport. But ultimately, this led him to develop Kenion Labs Move Plus, which is a modular targeted laser therapy device for neuromuscular pain and inflammation. And I have this device. My husband and I use it regularly, and we love it. But I wanted to have him on. He is he's incredible because he just has a heart after people. He's not just about the technology. So I want you to hear from him about the technology itself and how you yourself can get a hold of this device as a tool. We know that there's not just one thing that you need to do to eliminate chronic inflammation. We know that it's about lifestyle choices and that kind of thing, but it's good to have a solid tool in your toolbox that really gives you results. So anyway, I'm going to just jump right into this interview, and I hope you enjoy it. Stay tuned, and also make sure you go to the show notes because I will have a link there where you can get a hold of this incredible technology. All right, enjoy the show. All right. Well, welcome, Forrest Smith, to the Visibly Fit podcast. It's so much fun to have you here all the way from Mexico, I'm understanding.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm not sure I qualify for visibly fit, but working towards getting there, hopefully.
Oh, I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are, especially with Kineon. I'm sure it helps you become very visibly fit. But I just want to thank you for doing what you do and being on the mission to help people heal their pain naturally, because I'm a naturopath. I'm all about natural remedies. And when we can give different protocols and modalities and tools to help make people's lives better, then that's what I'm all about. And that's what you have been on a mission to do for quite some time. So I'd love to hear your core mission, how you got started. Tell me a little bit about you and about Kineon and about the company's mission.
Oh, that's a great question. Thank you. We are mission-driven as a company. We feel like there's enough inertia around commercially driven companies that really, in a lot of cases, can be at cross interests with their users or patients. And I think pharmaceuticals have played a really big role in that from a self or commercial interest approach versus a systemic positive impact, which is what we're looking to do. And our mission as a company, which my partner and I actually met and connected about that before we even chose a technology. Select a technology that we thought would move the needle for people. We wanted to design a mission that both is different and defines a foundational North Star for us, but also holds us accountable. And so what we've landed on is increasing the quality of life for the largest number of people we can in the most measurable way we can. And that really informs every level of the business we build, the technology roadmap. And I'll talk to you a little bit about why, and particularly with the measuring piece in there in a bit. But it's really important for us to be able to measure what we're doing and what we're providing for our users, because again, we're not here to make $1 billion. We're here to impact people's lives and measure that impact. And it's been an amazing journey. We've been developing some really foundationally different products from what's available for recovery and inflammation treatment. But we work in the area of photobiomodulation, as you noted. And when we started the company, that there were good devices for this, but they were $30,000 to $50,000 minimum. And they were really built around clinical applications. And as we looked into the technology and the physiological impacts it can have, you need to use this really minimum 3 times a week, and really you'd like to be kind of using it daily to see the best outcomes. Consistency really drives, much like kind of physical training or diet, drives the outcomes. And so our goal was to take a $30,000 product and bring it down sub $500, make it wearable, make it lower friction points, and help people take an alternative choice to pharmaceutical solutions for pain and inflammation. And it's brought us on an amazing journey that's really helped a lot of people. And you know, being mission driven, one of the things that we kind of keep front and center is how are we moving the needle for people? And we just get these amazing testimonials in where it's really been life changing. People haven't been able to sleep through the night because of chronic pain, and they can now. You know, some people just want to be able to walk up the stairs. So we work with, you know, the U.S. Olympic weightlifting team and NBA and PGA and professional tennis players and all of this. And that's really cool. But the real needle movers for us from a mission standpoint is particularly our older users, where they can gain back years to decades of health span by avoiding pharmaceutical approaches and really addressing the key mechanistic problems of what's causing these issues in their body.
Yeah, that's so good. And before I go more into what you just said, I wanted to know, do you personally have a story attached to wanting to have this device created? I have a feeling you do.
I do. My personal story on this was twofold. One is just a point in life where I had been building startups and been reasonably successful from a career standpoint, but my physical health, I'd always been a competitive athlete, and I looked up in my mid-30s and I was getting puffy and fat and just unhappy and just not feeling good. And so the kind of the career path was going well, but it also just highlighted how that's a portion of what you do is your purpose and what you kind of choose to work towards and hopefully add value and systemically for your fellow man. But you also have to take something and have to give yourself some space for the fact that we're all kind of walking around in this hardware, and we really have to take care of it. And so that was happening on one side. And on the other side, my mother, who is a Christian singer, has always been into kind of more natural remedies. And oftentimes I found myself playing the debunking role for this. So she'd find something new to market and bring it. I'd be like, okay, here's what the medical literature says about this.
And the same thing to me. What do you think about this? I'm like, oh no, that's marketing dollars. No. Yeah.
That's it. That's it. So she brought red light therapy and I was like, oh, this is for sure a something to debunk. There's no way we're doing infrared light into our body and these physiological changes are happening. And so I started a deep dive into it and I'm 20 papers in and I'm seeing some really positive impacts and I'm 50 papers in and it's like, wait, there's no way this works. How? And so I got up to over 100 papers of kind of these randomized controlled trials that people have been using the devices for. And whenever the dosing was correct, the outcomes that people were seeing was amazing. And so what we found is that there was an opportunity to go build dosing models in a more robust and meaningful way that we make transparent and try to be as open as we can with our users to say, within your body, there's different things that are impacted by light. These are photoacceptors. Here's how we're triggering them. And here's how we can kind of design a better device to be able to trigger them more effectively. So we can get these adaptations much, much more effectively than, say, a red light panel or you know, different ways of kind of approaching the problem. And so we did that, and the outcomes were amazing. We got our first devices out on people, and we saw it almost immediately start kind of moving the needle for people for pain and inflammation and recovery. And we continued to develop and to improve the product since then, both from our dosing models and from the design and from customizing the lasers. And like we really go all in to make sure that it's delivering what we promise it will deliver. And we try to be very upfront and set expectations as reasonably as possible. But it's just been an amazing journey because it does change people's lives.
Go mom, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you know, my husband and I, we do have an infrared sauna and we use that frequently. But I'll tell you, I'm just going to hold up the Kineon Move Plus device. So this is it. I don't want to blind you here. But, you know, I like to use it around my neck a lot for the vagus nerve. And it's really awesome because I need to a little assistance to downregulate. I'm pretty you know, fired and wired. And so this helps a lot. And before the show, I even shared with you that my husband and I, we climbed our first 14er, which, you know, a lot of people do that, but we finally did it. And typically after a big hike, my knee is really swollen in the back and it gives me kind of a fit for a day or two. But I immediately put on the Kineon and my knee didn't give me any problems at all after the day or two. So I know that that's music to your ears. I know it your is. Mom's a Christian singer, so music to your ears. But anyway, so thank you. Thank you for, you know, heeding to the call and digging into the papers and the science behind it. And I know you're just really passionate, because especially because of the testimonials that you receive. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, photobiomodulation and how really your technology is different from other health and wellness technologies and modalities out there that are similar. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So let's just kind of break it down and why is Kineon so unique?
It's a great question. And I think the foundational answer is that we've addressed it with more intent. Again, we have to be able to be. That's right. So we use what are called Monte Carlo models. We've customized essentially these custom models to show how photons distribute through tissue, and then, you know, where in that tissue they're encountering these photoacceptors and triggering them. We make assumptions around this based on the existing medical literature. We build our models. Then what we do is we also test our models relative to different biomarkers. And so it's not just in the kind of ivory tower, oh, this is great mathematical models. We actually go test to make sure that we're getting what we see. And so that we've gone through about 37 or 38 different rounds of these testing. And what we saw with the early ones is, here's what we're expecting and here's what we're seeing. And so we work very hard to go close those gaps, hypothesize, and then test what's causing those gaps, and then close them over time and make some additional kind of innovative discoveries in that space by doing so. What that allows us to do, though, is dosing for these photons is what drives the outcomes. And so I think a lot of what you see out there in the market right now is, you know, LED-based, which is much more difficult to dose for internal tissue because it just has a broader and widening angle of emission. Yeah. That's right. And so it doesn't penetrate through to the, we kind of think of, and with that said, those kind of LED panels and things, they're okay. They're not terrible. So it's not going to hurt you. It could help with things like wrinkles and anti-aging, because it does help with the more superficial tissue. What we think of the body as is more this 3D structure, though, where there's much more opportunity to be able to interact effectively internally. And so That's the major difference, is how much time and intent, and to be perfectly honest, expertise. You know, our head of product is a particle physicist PhD. We're just incredibly strong technically in the space. And so, you know, that compares with, you know, a lot of folks who are kind of looking at, hey, let's, you know, this is a cheap LED, let's get it on a board. Let's do something that could move the needle for people, but not really provide a justification or a measurement to how it does, if that makes sense.
Right. No, it does. And I think about, you know, all the companies out there that are copycat or counterfeit, even in the way that they their approach is. And so just to understand the importance of high level, you know, lighting and the penetration and how that is helping with blood flow and to, you know, to help reduce that inflammation, like in a targeted way, as opposed to, like you said, just a standard, you know, LED panel, which is going to have some benefits, but it's not going to really attack the pain and the issue in a rapid way. And so you say that you work with different athletes and stuff, a lot of, you've got probably tons of testimonies. I'd love to hear a couple if you don't mind, because, you know, athletes are athletes. They're hard on their body and they want recovery like boom, quick, because they got to get back on the field or back on the court or whatever. And so tell us a little, maybe a couple stories that are fresh on your mind of athletes that have used your Kineon device that have had great results.
So a couple of the early ones, a lot of our team are CrossFitters. And I think when you mm-hmm. say, you know, abuse your body, I think CrossFitters are up CrossFit. There. There's some really heavy, intense workouts. And it's a tough training modality in general. But one of our good friends tore his bicep off of the bone and had to have surgery. And the surgery and the recovery from that should take 6 to 9 months. He had a competition at that 6 to 9 month period and was like, how can we get through this faster? He was not only able to recover faster and get back into training and competing, he actually won the worldwide championship for this at that event that he was planning for. And so Seeing that from him going from, like, again, no, off the bone bicep is just crazy from a kind of the traumatic tissue damage that causes, and being able to recover really well is great. And we see similar things for, so that's a recovery story. One of the other ones that's been very interesting is, you know, the U.S. Olympic weightlifting team. They have a lot of, you know, it's very similar movements and repetitive format. And so they see a lot of repetitive stress injuries for elbow and wrist and lower back and knees. And so being able to keep them in training and make sure that they're able to train intensely, but then recover very effectively, has helped them go through some of their strength generation curves or power generation curve training cadences faster than they could otherwise. So that's been very exciting on that side. For me, though, the biggest kind of needle mover and what really kind of we keep in front of myself and our team from a motivation standpoint is our older users. So when you have
pickleball players. Seriously, there's more Medicare claims right now because of pickleball players. And, you know, they're an older, I play pickleball, but I'm just saying in general, there's more of a more mature audience that's playing pickleball. And so, they're getting injured. So maybe that's a good one to go after for it with Kineon, a good niche market.
I love it. Actually, Lee Whitwell, who's the one of the world champions right now, is a user of the devices and has found great use out of it. So we're seeing adoption from the kind of the professional, semi-professional, or aspirational kind of competitive area a lot. Mm-hmm. For me, some of the biggest things though have just been, you know, my wife hasn't been able to walk across the grocery store for 10 years. She doesn't have to use a little cart anymore. She can walk through this now, and she's actually.
Wait, tell me about your wife. What's going on with your wife?
No. This is like a testimonial that we've gotten.
I'm like, wait a minute. I need to hear the story. Got it. Okay.
But those kind of testimonials from our older users, where this can actually add, by getting them back into movement, this can add health span to their entire life. You know, not much less the years, but also the ability, the fact that they're able to go walk across the grocery store, and then now they're up to a mile, and now they're up to 2 miles. And we really do heavy follow up with people, because we're here to move the needle. We're not here to sell you a product. We want to see your problem solved. And, you know, being able to give people a tool that can get them back into movement has really added so much. I mean, decades to people's lives and their health spans. It's just been so, I'm so grateful to be a part of this journey with them.
I love that. And, you know, I know you know this too, that health isn't just about a one tool or a one thing that you do. I mean, there's proper nutrition, there's the movement, there's prayer meditation, there's making sure you're sleeping well, and how to mitigate some stress in your life and that kind of thing, grounding, I mean, all the things. But this is a valuable tool. And with this red light therapy, I mean, it enhances ATP production in the mitochondria. I mean, let's talk a little bit about, let's go like cellular health here, because this is a big deal. And this is what I'm passionate about.
Oh, I love it. And I would stay here and talk to you through the entire weekend about this, because we just spend so much time, and it's just it's a passion point for me as well. What we talk about typically from the systemic level impacts are reduced inflammation, reduced oxidative stress, improved blood flow, and improved cellular level energy generation. And so that actually, those are kind of four pillars of what we move the needle for. And there's kind of two aspects of those that I think are meaningful to dive into. One is, how do you do that? So with the blood flow, as an example, we parse or remove nitric oxide from binding with hemoglobin in your blood. And so nitric oxide, when you dump it into your bloodstream, it's a dilation factor for your blood vessels. And so that opens up your blood vessels to deliver more blood. It also, when you remove that, so the nitric oxide and oxygen both bind to hemoglobin. When you remove nitric oxide, you can bind more oxygen to that same hemoglobin. So you're delivering more blood, and you're delivering blood that's carrying more oxygen. So really it helps. That's one of the big increases, both from that side, from the blood flow and training your cardiovascular tissue to be healthier, but also it's a really powerful way to increase that cellular energy level. Mm-hmm. There's another way that we do that with the cellular energy, where go back to high school kind of chemistry, biochemistry. You have the mitochondria, which are the powerhouses of your cells. Mm-hmm. In the mitochondria, there's an aerobic energy generation factory there. And part of that is the electron transport chain, which is, there's four main phases. The fourth step of that is a bottleneck. It will slow you down on energy production in your cells. When you can donate more electrons to this enzyme in that fourth step called cytochrome C oxidase, you actually find that you've removed that bottleneck.
Blockage.
And so, yes. And so you can increase the amount of energy produced by 70 to 80% at a cellular level, measured in the kind of currency of adenosine triphosphate, or ATP, which is our cell's currency for energy. So it's a really powerful way to increase that cellular level energy generation. And there's a number of different things that triggers downstream, because everything in your body is used for multiple things. And so when you have a increase of energy, it also makes an impact downstream from a signaling standpoint within your cells for oxidative stress load. So what it does is it increases, which is very similar to an exercise response. You mm-hmm. increase that oxidative stress load very briefly, and then you see it drop down below and carry on below the standard level of oxidative stress. And so it's a way to train your body how to deal with oxidative stress more effectively over time, but also to lower the baseline of oxidative stress that your body's under at any given time. So those are two of the kind of example ways. And again, I'm very happy to spend some time on the biochemistry of these, if you like, as well.
Yeah, no, I would love that, because, you know, some people just don't really think about our bodies as energy. Like we're vibrational beings, right? We're frequency, mm-hmm. energy. And there's a lot of areas in which there's that stuck point, that bottleneck, and that's when that inflammation is being pulled in that area, and you've got to get the flow going, the blood flow. Anyway, this is one of the things that Kenyon really helps to get going, is to kind of push that
yeah, just push that. I'm trying to think of an analogy here, but that stuck point, I almost want to say like a cork through a bottle, like pushing it through, you know? And so that's what I get excited about, because I hear so many of my patients that are like, I'm exhausted, I'm sluggish, I'm this. It's that overload of oxidative stress and carrying around chronic inflammation, and you know, the list goes on and on. So is there anything else that you want to add to that? Because I know you could dive deeper, but
I'd love to kind of connect it back to what you were saying about treating your neck earlier, because we also have some protocols that ties into so there's three things in your neck that we see really powerful impacts for. One is the vagus nerve. The second is your blood. So this is two of the largest blood vessels in your body. So you can actually use this on your blood flow coming through here. And again, that's a really powerful, positive impact on inflammation reduction. And also for opening the blood vessels up in your brain, really the microvascular and the cardiovascular endothelial tissue all take a solid impact from that. And then the third is the thyroid. But what we're seeing right now is we've been working with the Japanese lab on developing protocols around this. And they've developed a protocol they call the proximal priority therapy. And we started playing with this with them, providing devices and working with them on gathering data around this. I, as part of that, I started using these different protocols as well. So part of it is treating the neck with the blood vessels, the vagus nerve, and then the thyroid. And then part of it is working on the lower gut. And the benefits for the gut have been really powerful as well. One thing that we see that's almost kind of systemic or endemic right now is leaky gut. Everyone's got it. But what people don't understand
is the standard American diet, partly.
Standard American diet, microplastics, endocrine disruptors. Yes. There's a ton of things that impact this, but the downstream, just to kind of put a point on as to why it's really important, it's also the starting, when you start having this, so it leaks over time with those tight junctions not being tight enough. You start linking inflammation into the rest of your system, and there are cardiovascular impacts, there are immune impacts, there are skin impacts. Yeah. And then disease. The long-term impacts are huge for brain as well. So this is really the starting step for how people end up with dementia and Alzheimer's. Endotoxins that are in this signaling pathway are really powerfully negative for your physiological outcomes.
Yeah. And I mean, multiple autoimmune issues from rheumatoid arthritis all the way to cancer, right?
100%.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is very, very important. And so I love the mission that you guys have and that you really do care about the end user. It's not just about the tool, the device, the technology that you guys have created. It's you want to change lives. And that's one of the reasons I love Kenyon as well and what you're all about. Let's talk a little bit about, because I'm a woman and, you know, we're kind of into, you know, anti-aging and the whole thing, or how to age gracefully, right? So we know that we need solid collagen production, right, to improve skin tone, elasticity, and the appearance of wrinkles. So let's talk a little bit about how the technology even assists there with collagen production.
So it's a great question, and it's a really powerful impact. There's three primary things that we see with kind of skin and skin rejuvenation, I guess, is a reasonable way to say that. Mm-hmm. One is the increased proliferation of type 2 collagen, which is kind of a building block of your skin. Two, you have a fast-growing type of cell called fibroblasts in your skin, which are, when those are healthier and able to proliferate more effectively, you see less wrinkles. You essentially grow your skin back at a kind of rate that you would when you were younger. And the third is the wound healing. So we see a really powerful ability to grow those cells faster from an energy increase. And if you're using it on something where you have actually had an injury, so a cut or a surgery or something like this, the impact on how fast that grows back is massive. So 200 to 300% faster. You also see, and that's depending on the different study that you refer to and the different type of wound it is, but you also see a much healthier level of tissue. So that scar tissue, instead of being harder and more less elastic, less plastic, is much more similar to the original skin tissue. And this is triggered specifically by that 808 nanometer. It's been, you know, we have a lot of people who've used this for cesarean sections for really anything where you have a scar that's going to develop over time. This helps you heal faster, and then also helps you to develop much more, much healthier tissue to replace that initial
visible scarring. Yeah. That's fantastic. That's really cool. I feel like there needs to be like a full on armor of Kenyon that you walk around in. I'm just kidding. But it's good stuff, right? Like, I mean, I really can tell the difference even when, my husband has been using it as well quite a bit and loves the results. And in fact, talking about pickleball, he kind of got a little injury on his shoulder and was using the device there, and it was helping quite a bit. So that's great for that natural treatment. So good stuff. But you know, he's tough. And so he tapes it up and continues to play pickleball. And I'm like, you might need to rest it off a little bit, but anyway, guys are guys. Yes. I guess I'd love to know more about, maybe just kind of the research. Like, tell me a little bit about how you guys went about doing all the research. How long did it take to create the device, and what are your future plans for Kenyon with new devices even?
It's a great question. So we're launching another therapeutic device later this year. So on the research, there are over 7,000 studies and papers on the technology. We actually contribute, our team contribute to an international group that kind of collate all of that information and then remove out and make easier to search the different light characteristics that were used, and then the results that were kind of gained through the typically randomized controlled trial. But there's also a bunch of kind of meta-analyses in there as well. Gives us a great visibility to what's working and what's not, and almost acts like a kind of a science-wide forest plot for what's moving the needle and how do we take advantage of that most effectively with our dosing models. We've also gone way in, as I mentioned, on the Monte Carlo models and really applying things from a mathematical modeling standpoint that were coming from a more complex or more advanced, more mature areas of science. And so things like sensor tech have been using this for sensing different, oxygenated, deoxygenated, total hemoglobin, blood flow rates, things like this. We've applied those same type of scientific foundations for our dosing models as well. But also, I mentioned our mission as a team is to help people improve the quality of their life, but also to measure that because it's yeah. one thing to be able to do it, but you can be very unethical and say, hey, we're doing it, and then find some way to explain that and not really measure it. And with our first product, we've seen really powerful blood draws for demonstrating. So again, the increase in cellular energy, the decrease in inflammation, all of this is very
lower CRP.
Well established.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it. C-reactive proteins and creatine kinase and a number of different muscle markers for this. Mm. And then also some of these different kind of
over
inflammation
what time
markers.
Frame mm-hmm. are you kind of noticing? What's the time frame that you're doing the
very
blood
quickly.
Work analysis? Like so two weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks?
Same day. So in
oh,
the same
wow.
day. So if I'm training today, one of the things that we see, particularly with the heavy intensity on workouts, if you're training strength or power generation, so you're doing really low kind of volume, but high weight, as an example, high load, mm-hmm. The impact is measurable and it's meaningful. But where it's been most powerful and most highly demonstrated is, again, with things where you see muscle inflammatory markers. And so if you do, as a different example, kind of more muscle endurance work or strength endurance work with kind of low to mid weight kind of load, but very heavy volume. So, mm-hmm. For me in my training, that might be, 200 lunges with a middle weight kind of front rack or back rack. It's one of those ones where you're going to be sore the next day, and delayed onset muscle soreness is a really
good. Going to
be tough
to sit on the toilet the next day. One of those.
That's it. But with those kind of workouts, what we see is if you can treat it within 15 minutes of having finished a training, your delayed onset muscle soreness comes down by about 20-30%, and your C-reactive proteins and creatine kinase come down by 60% and 80% over the next 12 hours. Respectively.
Wow.
So those are
huge.
Massive impacts. One question we get from people training is this like an ice barrel? where you go do this post-training and it's going to blunt some of that adaptation that you're trying to trigger in the first place, whether it's hypertrophy or strength gains. It does not. It actually works in the opposite direction. You actually see larger improvements in those adaptations. So it's really just, ticking all the boxes from a performance and training and a standpoint from a recovery side.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that because from cold plunges to, just having that comparison there, I think that's interesting. So my audience typically are women. And, they're average women that are, doing workouts, they're walking, they're not major athletes or anything. And some of them are more mature in years. I know you're looking to help that kind of category as well. And so I kind of want to talk a little bit about kind of breaking it down because there may not be enough understanding about how laser and red light therapy really is. You're explaining it, but I'm thinking like, let's get it to like really simple terms, how it really penetrates and can help to heal and actually even to offer more energy. But I think some people might be afraid of the technology. I think that's what I'm trying to get at. They might just be nervous or doubtful or that kind of thing. But you've got the studies. But I think it's more of there might be a fear around it, like thinking it might be harmful. So I don't know. I just kind of address that because it's new for a lot of people.
Yeah, when you say lasers, people think like sharks with like lasers pointer. On them, and
right, you'll go blind. Yeah,
yeah, that's it. That's it. So there's a number of different types of lasers. We use custom lasers that we've actually worked in designing ourselves for specifically the outcomes we want to trigger. These are called vertical cavity surface emission lasers, and they're the power on these is class one. So even in your eyes, you don't have to wear. That there's no contraindication for wearing anything to cover your eyes.
No,
you're just completely.
If you see it, look at it. Yep.
And so there's no negative outputs from those. We do have two contraindications from the FDA. Neither of these have been triggered or have we seen negative outcomes for in the medical literature. It's just kind of a better safe than sorry approach from kind of large organizations like the government tend to move this way. But pregnancy and cancer. Active cancer and pregnancy. The active cancer is very interesting because they also have a number of studies going on showing really positive impacts relative to cancerous cells. But the government is very
yes, of course, yeah.
It modulates a couple of things, and so cancer cells are really kind of runaway trains from an energy production standpoint. And this actually modulates that back in a good direction, and helps your body interact with it from an immune standpoint more effectively. But again, we have to play within the regulatory framework that we're within. So it's unfortunate, but we do have to list those as contraindications.
Because I would say it would be really effective and would help to control the angiogenesis a bit more so it's not feeding that cancer tumor, that kind of thing. But that's just exactly, talking. And so we'll go with what they're having you say, but I hear you, wink, wink, it's good. And we're just going to give our opinion. I can see how it'd be very, very beneficial. So wonderful. Well, I thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm wondering if there's anything that you want to talk about in relation to just maybe red light therapy as a whole and how it's helped maybe it's not an athlete, but maybe someone that is more of a mature audience. You said something about being able to walk across a grocery store. That was one example. Do you have some other ones that can be very beneficial for my audience?
I think treating the gut and the neck has been amazing. Yeah. Yes. Those are long-term ones. I would say with a primarily female audience, two of the other things that we've seen really powerful impact, three of the other things we've seen really powerful impacts for are endometriosis, which is a really heavy and kind of inflammation driven pathology. And our tech team painful. Lean male. That's right. Yes. Super painful. And so people mm-hmm. will be, and with no existing kind of gold standard for treatment either. People will be at a 8 or 9 out of 10 in pain. on the visual assessment score. And within 20 to 30 minutes, they're down to one or two. And so it's a really powerful needle mover for this. The second thing is, I would say, perimenopause and menopause. And so there are a couple of different impacts from perimenopause and menopause. So treating uterine and ovarian tissue has had an impact, has been demonstrated in research to have an impact on blunting some of the hormonal changes that you'll see. Mm-hmm. And then
starts
treating
to regulate.
The thyroid. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
You just, it's still happening, but it's just at a slower rate and it's more manageable. And then with a thyroid, we've seen really good research around this in the last couple of years, pairing, I didn't know this when we started again, because our team lean male, but hypothyroidism, it's exploding. It's crazy.
It
it's
is.
Like 60 to 70% of women going through perimenopause or menopause have this hypothyroidism, which is just crazy.
Right. Which, you know, we got to talk about iodine, we got to talk about all kinds of things beyond, but knowing that this device is helpful in regulating the hormone levels is huge, right? I mean, that's again, a good tool in your toolbox. So I'm all about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if people are interested in protocols for that, treating the thyroid with this and then taking D3, vitamin D3, and
with
we can
K2.
Kind of post some of the, D3, K2, and then selenium.
Yeah.
Are two things that have really added to kind of the needle move for that from a hypothyroidism fix as well.
Absolutely. So with that selenium, just eat two Brazil nuts every day.
Yes.
You've got your fix. That's all you
need. Nailed it.
Okay, that is so good. Well, I appreciate you so much, Forrest, and I love what y'all are doing. I'm going to put information in the show notes of where they can find this device and get it for themselves. And I know there'll be, a special that I can offer them in the show notes. So again, thank you for your time. Thank you for your passion. Thank you for having just a heart for getting people healthy and well, and not just being someone who is making technology, because there's a difference, right? There's a lot of technology companies out there, but when you have the two that go hand in hand, then I can get behind it. So I appreciate you very much. And
thank
I wish
you,
you
I really
all the success. Yeah. So anyway, is there anything maybe that you want to kind of wrap things up with that you want to share that my audience needs to know? Are you good? Or you have actually, let's
no,
just talk.
So grateful.
What do you like
yeah,
to do for fun? Let's just go for let's go for like a personal thing. What do you do for fun? Okay, you're working all the time. You live in Mexico. You used to work or live in China for 20 years, you mentioned. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what do you do for fun?
I like training. So we do kind of ice barrel and sauna and physical training, play rugby, do CrossFit. Really,
yes.
I'm kind of I'm in the age right now where my wife's giving me a hard time about the outcomes from really heavy, intense kind of
the amount of
contact
time.
Sports.
Oh,
the amount of time is okay. It's just you're going to get injured. You're I'm 46 this year. It's I don't recover like I used to in my 20s for rugby injuries or CrossFit.
But you
injuries.
Have something that can help.
It's keeping me on the
so
field
good.
Way longer than I should be.
Oh, that's so good. But wow, rugby, that's intense. That's amazing. Well, very good. Well, I wish you all the best. And again, I thank you and I appreciate you. And I plan on supporting you guys as much as I can.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Really appreciate your support and so grateful to be on the podcast today and share some time with you. This was really awesome. Thank you.
Likewise. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed that interview with Forrest Smith. He's a delight and he really cares about your health as well. And so I hope you really listened in and was fascinated by the technology and that you go to the link in the show notes and get your Kenion Move Plus device for yourself, because I promise you will see and experience great results. It's really nice to have a natural solution, right? So that you're not popping ibuprofen like it's candy. And actually you shouldn't be eating candy anyway. But, a lot of people are just popping ibuprofen every day. And it's so tough on the liver. And I mean, the list goes on and it doesn't actually get to the root cause of the inflammation. And so this is a beautiful device that can help be that tool in the toolbox that can work with your body
in healing naturally. So make sure, again, you go to the link in the show notes, and I promise you will not be disappointed. Thanks so much for tuning into this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you share it with others, and I look forward to catching you next time, same place, right here on the Visibly Fit Podcast. Be blessed.
Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypett.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.